Growing tree nuts in California, there's always competition, but there's really two types of competition. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Michael Swanson is a PhD Senior Vice President, an agricultural economist and consultant with Wells Fargo and Company. And he explains that competition. And we're not talking competition from foreign countries.
Now, there's two types of competition. There's the competition, like you mentioned, from Australia, China, Iran, but there's also competition from down the road.
Did he say from down the road?
What we see being in the ag finance business is there's a widespread. So everyone might get the same price for their walnuts in a year or the almonds for a year, you know, give or take a couple pennies on your pool. But guess what? If you have another 700 pounds per acre yield because of better water, because of better soil in that particular orchard, your returns are light years better than somebody who has poorer yields. And so we need to be very pragmatic about the fact that we need to know where we're competing, not just across the country, but in the same county.
He noted that growers should obviously grow the best they can, and that's to compete with everyone else.
I have a bumper sticker for all farmers: farm the best, forget the rest. Because what you see is the same inputs, the same labor, and the same water on great ground in your neighborhood just gives you consistently more yield, which drives down your per unit cost of production. And that's it over the long term. There's nothing else that you can do that's impactful as that.
Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.